This is All of These Stars Will Guide Us Home. A Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens fanfic, written by an author who has orphaned this work, and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and is gen, with additional tags for post-movie, mentions of possible Rey Finn, mentions of possible Finn Poe, talking about feelings, reminiscing, Leia Organa is the best space mom. Author's notes. Okay, so I'm brimming over with thick ideas for this damn franchise, but I felt like I had to write something to do with Rey and Poe. They don't have much screen time, and I'm pretty sure they don't even have an on-screen exchange, so I'd like to think that maybe they would have a quiet friendship. I don't know. What's in your mind, Flyboy? Poe looks up to see Rey standing next to him, a gray robe pulled tightly around her slender form, protecting her from the sting of the night air. Poe can't help but give her a small smile, and she sidles down next to him, crossing her legs beneath her instead of dangling her legs over the side of the roof like Poe. He's not nearly as wrapped up as Rey, in his shorts and vest, but he's used to the cold nights on Dakar. "How's Skywalker?" Poe asks her. She'd only returned with the old Jedi a few hours ago, and it seemed like there was an unspoken order to leave the General and her brother alone. "I think he's still in shock. It's been a while since he was near any civilization." Poe nods, then looks out to the landscape. "No," Rey says, and she shifts a little, getting comfortable. "I'm awake because my body clock is all over the place. What's your excuse?" Poe just shrugs and pulls out a loose thread on his shorts. "My brain's just too awake, I guess." "Do you want to talk about it?" Poe looks up at her. He's still not sure how he feels about Rey. Finn adores her, which is something that kind of bites at Poe's stomach in a horrible way that he tries not to think about. The General loves her. Like there's something she knows about the strange girl that no one else does. Griff, even BB-8 is crazy about her, beeping and booping over her all the time. However, Poe isn't sure. And it isn't because of the look Finn gets on his face when her name is mentioned. It could be the fact that she's obviously very strong with the Force, and she's about to start her training and no doubt rise to be one of the most powerful leaders the Resistance has ever had. After his most recent bump with the Force and Jedi mind tricks, maybe Poe is just a little uncomfortable being so close to someone that can scramble his brains. Again. "Did you know?" he asks, not looking up. "You know, that you had it." Rey looks at the pilot, puzzled for a second, before she answers. "What, the whole Force thing?" Poe chuckles. "Yeah, the Force thing." He looks up at her, and her face is so young and soft. He wonders how long that will last out here in the middle of a war. Rey shakes her head. "Not until Takodana." She trails off, and Poe knows she's thinking of the death and destruction of the planet, as well as her first encounter with baby Vader. "I always wished I had it," Poe says, and he gives a small laugh when she smiles. "My parents, they used to tell me all these stories." He falls silent for a few seconds, smiling at a memory. "My mother, she was the General's pilot, and she would tell me all these stories about the Jedis and the Force. I remember telling her if I couldn't be a Jedi, I'd be a pilot, just like her." He smiles again and falls silent. "It sounds like you come from a great line." Poe nods. "I lived with my grandfather while my parents were part of the Rebel Alliance. Then they came home. Mom died when I was a kid, but my father did his best." Another nod. "I don't think he was happy when I decided to off and join the Resistance." he didn't support it. Oh, no, he did, with all his heart. I think he didn't want me to spend my life fighting like they had. Understandable. It scares me now. Ray looks caught off guard. What, the Force? Poe shakes his head. Those who wield it. Ray looks a little hurt, Poe thinks. That hadn't been his intention. When Ben... Ren got into my mind, Poe says, and he makes a pained face. He pulled at everything. Things he didn't... There was no reason to look at. Yeah, Ray says, and she seems to settle again. He's good at that. Poe looks up at her. I'm sorry, I didn't... It's okay. Ray smiles. Did you know him? Before? Poe shakes his head. No, he'd already left when I joined the General. Ray nods and sucks on her bottom lip. I don't think I could do it. Poe looks up. Go into people's minds, I mean. She gives a shiver, and Poe knows it's not from the cold. I wouldn't even want to. The glimpse I had, it's invasive. It's cruel. Poe lets out a sigh. Yeah. It pulls out memories you don't remember. Some you don't want to remember. It's torture, Poe adds. And Ray just nods. When I close my eyes, all I can see is that stupid metadroid blocking my mom's bed. He rubs at his eyes. It's like he pulled it to the surface on purpose. Maybe he did. This time, Poe doesn't look up at her, but he pulls one leg up and folds it so it's tucked under him. Perhaps he saw something in your mind that made him want to hurt you more. Poe scoffs. Was breaking my nose not enough? Ray chuckles and bumps his arm, in a friendly way that seems to surprise both of them. You know what I mean.
I do.
He looks up at her, and she's smiling at him with a warmth that makes Poe think he could fall in love with a girl like her. Leia loves you. Like a son. He saw that, and it hurt. He wanted to punish you. Poe stares at her for a second, then sighs. I guess. He has been known to think upon the General as almost a motherly figure. It was an odd sight to see the General of the Resistance bringing him soup when he was sick with Finder's flu. One guy made a comment and found himself on bathroom duties for a month. I can't wait to see what he tries to do to me next. Her voice has mock excitement in it, and they both burst into laughter.
Well, Poe says, wiping his eyes, he'll have to get through us first.
Ray smiles at him, like an invisible wall has broken down between them. They both turn to stare out at the landscape, and Ray rests her head against Poe's shoulder as they wait for the sun to rise. The end. Reader's notes. So there were two instances in this fic where I switched a little bit of wording around just to make the language fit a little bit better in the Star Wars universe. You wouldn't say heck, you would say criff, or possibly kark, but that's more like karking, like fucking. And... Also, no one says they got space flu in space, so I went with Findris flu, which is something that Jason Solo talks about, which I thought was like a cute little, we'll take the EU and we'll get back to Leia, because Jason Solo was Leia's kid, and Poe is her space child. Anyway, thank you to this anonymous author who has orphaned this work for A, orphaning it, and therefore putting it up for me to potfic, and B, giving me a really cute Jen moment between Rey and Poe and talking about deep things like the Force and giving them a friendship moment. It was so good. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.